This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane, those were some protesters in D.C. For the big hands-off rally this weekend, holding signs that said, "Socialism trumps fascism."
Oh, my goodness.
Sure.
You know, they really... Those. Right. They're really living in their own bubble because now their own socialism is what they're protesting. Is that exactly it? You know, I'm blown away at no matter what Trump says, they go with the opposite. And now they've actually are starting to defend the wealthy, the oligarchs, the medical, pharmaceutical industry, you name it, George Soros, you name it, whatever it is that Trump is against, they are for. And now they're supporting all of Wall Street when Trump is trying to ensure that we get these tariffs in place because the countries have been enabling their, they have disabled American products from being able to even be in their own country. I lived in Japan. You want to know what a tariff was like over there? It was a 500% tariff on many of the products.
Wow.
I had a Japanese girlfriend that would say, hey, can I get a Lancome lipstick? Can you buy that for me on base? It would run them well over $100 or yen, you know, the value of it. And I could get it on base for 25. And for me, as a little corporal in the Marine Corps at the time, I was like, okay, that's expensive. However, compared to what they would pay, ridiculous. So my point is that these tariffs have enabled these countries to prosper off of American backs. And Trump has been saying this since the 80s. He has been on top of this since the 80s. He's a businessman. He knew exactly how these products were being made overseas, shipped to the United States at a fraction of the cost simply because they tariffed us out of work.
Well, listen to Nancy Pelosi back in 1996. Listen to this.
In terms of tariffs, I think it's interesting to note that the average U.S. MFN tariff on Chinese goods coming into the United States is 2%, whereas the average Chinese MFN tariff on U.S. goods going into China is 35%. Is that reciprocal?
Yeah, well, there was a point when Nancy Pelosi agreed completely with Donald Trump. What's wrong with these people?
Well, they obviously are buckling down harder, and that's why their approval rating has now dropped to 23%. So President Trump has been exceptionally strategic in making them all go crazy.
Yes.
I'm going to invade Panama. I'm going to invade Greenland. I am going to make sure that I have a third term, and their heads are exploding.
Yep.
He's not even being really all that serious with them, and they're falling forward hook, line, and sinker because it reveals themselves. Their agenda comes out. It surfaces. All of these protests have been paid protesters. We have evidence of that. So very few people are going to take the time to go down there and start protesting Elon Musk for revealing all of the corruption that's going on in our government. No logical thinking person is going to do that. And they're trying to convince people he's going to take away your Social Security when there is absolutely zero evidence of that. They're spreading so much disinformation to a point now where even the left doesn't believe them. They've dropped to 23% approval rating. They're mad when we take the illegals out of this country and send them to the prisons. They'll find one guy that got slipped in there who might not have been necessarily a horrible or as horrible person, but was still here illegally, and use him as their mantra for this is why we don't deport illegals. They don't want to acknowledge all of those that have been murdered, raped, killed, let alone those that have gotten DUIs multiple times and killed families, been deported multiple times and come back, or how they're being paid below the table so that employers don't have to pay their share of taxes. It's always the left that wants to hire the illegals because then they can skirt the system, which is basically now slavery because none of them have human rights. Oh, they want to say who's going to pick your crops. We have work visa programs. There's no reason ever, ever to have illegals picking your crops because now you know that they're abused, yep. They are not treated well, and they're not treated fairly.
So I saw it was a reporter who asked Trump something about, you know, well, if the stock market takes a big enough dip, at what point would you be willing to kind of loosen up on these tariffs? And his response, well, first it was that was a stupid question. And the next part was, you know, this is fair. Like you said, these are reciprocal. This is what needs to happen. And yeah, it might hurt a little bit. I mean, is that even a reasonable question, or where do we draw the line here on the stock market? Because eventually what goes down goes up, right?
Absolutely. And I think these reporters are all in this panic mode. It's like, well, gee, you know, if we get rid of DOGE and we lose all these jobs, then there's not people. If we lose all these jobs, then there's people not employed. But what they don't care about is all the money that's going to waste. So, yes, there will be people that have to lose their jobs, unfortunately. And there are many people that are good people. But the market will absorb many of these people and we get them into private enterprise. One of the biggest things that Joe Biden did was climb the jobs numbers by increasing government jobs.
Yes.
They increased the VA alone in 4 years. By 80,000 people. That's
wow.
Absurd. 80,000. And yet the VA is still dysfunctional. So please tell me how that was effective.
Never
so
heard.
Where does the line get drawn? You know, we have to get the markets to reset. They have to be based upon realistic numbers, not about the fat cats profiting off of cheap labor.
I got to run, Jesse Jane. Thank you as always.
Right, take the hill.
We're going to. Thank you. Jesse Jane Duff. JesseJaneDuff.com. You can hear her on there. Tom Ackerman coming up. We'll talk a little bit of Blues action, maybe the national championship game tonight as well. We'll be right back.